Αν υπάρχει λίστα καλλιτεχνών που αγαπάμε πολύ εδώ στην Ελλάδα, ο Τζακ Σαβορέτη σίγουρα βρίσκεται στις πρώτες θέσεις της. Ένας μουσικός γεννημένος στην Μεγάλη Βρετανία, με μια σημαντική πορεία στη μουσική, που ξεκίνησε στις αρχές των Zeros. Love is on the line when the same mistakes are made over and over and over again. Ο Τζακ Σαβορέτη σε μια αποκλειστική συνέντευξη στον Ενλευκό 87,7, στο ενλευκό.fm και στο Ενλευκό App με αφορμή την κυκλοφορία του 7ου στούντιο άλμπουμ του με τίτλο Europeana και τη συναυλία του στο Ηρώδιο. Τζακ, καλώς ήρθες στον Ενλευκό 87,7. Πώς ασχολήθηκες με τη μουσική? Μεγάλωσες σε μια οικογένεια με μουσικούς και έτσι είχες τις βάσεις, ή βρήκες εσύ τη μουσική και η μουσική εσένα?
I didn't really grow up in a musical family per se, but I definitely grew up in a family where music was very important. My dad loved his music, my mom loved her music, they still do love their music for that matter, but it was always just really important, and they used to really describe the songs to me. They'd always tell me, like, listen to this part or listen to this lyric. So it was a really, it definitely was formative in my growing up, in my education, especially towards my father, because my mom had very cool taste in music, and it was always fun, and it was always based around sort of dancing and partying. But my dad used to really get really struck down by the lyrics. I mean, it would bring him to tears. So I remember for a young boy, that was quite something to see the effect that a song could have on my father. And I think in my own little way, growing up, it became kind of, I saw it as not a weapon, but I definitely saw it as a strength, that if I could express certain things through songs, maybe he'd listen. And it kind of worked because he listens now.
Έχεις γεννηθεί στη Μεγάλη Βρετανία, ο πατέρας σου είναι Ιταλός και η μητέρα σου μισή Πολωνέζα, μισή Γερμανίδα. Υπερισχύει κάποιο από αυτά στην προσωπικότητά σου? Για παράδειγμα, ποια από όλες αυτές τις πλευρές σε συμβουλεύει στις δύσκολες αποφάσεις?
I was born in the UK. My father is Italian. My mother is half German, half Polish. I don't consider myself fully either of those. I mean, I consider myself very European, that's for sure. I grew up in Switzerland too, and I've traveled a lot. But I think, you know, when I'm in Italy, I'm the English guy. And when I'm in England, I'm the Italian guy. I think I'm always going to be sort of cursed and blessed with that. I use that to my advantage many a times, and sometimes it does get in the way. But I think, you know, whether we like it or not, we are becoming a more global community. I think generationally, it's easier to understand. I think it's hard for previous generations to sort of grasp that. But I see it with my kids that they really don't have this interest in borders and barriers, whether it be even language. They are much more universal in their approach to life, and that is due to their technology. They feel much more connected to the rest of the world than so many people did. My parents grew up in a post-war time where they didn't necessarily feel connected, and there was so much deeply rooted history, negative and positive, with other countries.
Ποιοι είναι οι μουσικοί σου ήρωες? Ποιους θεωρείς ότι έχουν επηρεάσει τον ήχο σου?
My musical heroes vary from Bob Dylan to Bob Marley to Julio Iglesias to Phoenix to Daft Punk, Lucio Battisti, Patti Pravo, Fabrizio De André. I mean, the list is long. I've had a pretty eclectic upbringing when it comes to music. So my music heroes are anybody that makes me feel something using music.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way.
Για κάποιους καλλιτέχνες, η πανδημία ήταν μια ευκαιρία να κάνουν ένα restart ή να προσεγγίσουν την τέχνη τους μέσα από ένα διαφορετικό πρίσμα ή ακόμα και να ακολουθήσουν μια εντελώς διαφορετική κατεύθυνση. Συνέβη κάτι από αυτά και σε σένα?
I think the pandemic gave me an opportunity to, I guess it gave everybody an opportunity to sort of reflect, take time, take a step back. And, you know, with me it got to a point where looking out the window just wasn't good enough anymore. I needed that escapism. I needed to travel. And the only way I could travel was by using my imagination. And my imagination seemed to use nostalgia to do that. And through my nostalgic journeys, I found that the soundtrack of most of that was from my childhood and stuff that my parents listened to and stuff that I even listened to later on in my teenage years. But it was all things that I related to happiness and good times and holidays. So I wanted to make an album that made me feel the same way. And that's where the album title Europeana came from, because it was all music from a European style that I think is happening and is in music, in so much music today, but it's never really been acknowledged or given a name. So I wanted to celebrate the music from all over Europe in the last 50-60 years, and I wanted to do that by making this record.
Ποιο ήταν αυτό που σου έλειψε περισσότερο την περίοδο του lockdown? Να κάνεις ένα ωραίο ταξίδι ή να δώσεις μια μεγάλη συναυλία?
The thing I miss most was definitely travel and meeting people and feeling that sense. You know, your senses are alive when you travel. You become a lot more sensitive. You become a lot more cautious. You're on. You're switched on. I always think like all the engines are on when you travel. You know, when you're at home a lot, you can sometimes go into autopilot. You can go into habits. But when you're traveling, there's no habits. It's game time. It's always game time. You're always on the alert. And I love that because that's when you know you're alive.
Down where the shadows can offer me darkness, I like to roam where the sunlight can find me out.
Ηχογράφησε το νέο σου άλμπουμ Europeana στα Abbey Road Studios. Πώς είναι να ηχογραφείς στο στούντιο που οι Beatles και οι Pink Floyd έχουν γράψει κάποια από τα σημαντικότερα άλμπουμ στην ιστορία της μουσικής? Επηρέασε αυτό τον τελικό ήχο του άλμπουμ?
Recording at Abbey Road is every musician's dream, you know, from all these incredible albums that were made there, Abbey Road, from the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. I mean, the list is insane, and it's incredible, and you can smell it. You can smell it when you walk in the room, you can feel it on the walls, and it's great because I loved watching the band play there because everybody became the child that they were when they first started playing and wanting to play their best, because it's not every day you get to play at Abbey Road Studio too. It's a bit like playing football at Wembley, you know what I mean? Or basketball at Madison Square Garden, or the Staples Center. It's those places that you just, you know, they're just historical. So I think you can hear it in the album. I think you can hear the enthusiasm of myself, but also of the boys, the band. I've never heard them play like this before. They always play incredible, but this was just a different level. And I'm very honored and humbled to have them on this record doing what they do.
Υπάρχει κάποιο concept, κάποια ιδέα που σου έδωσε έμπνευση για το νέο άλμπουμ? Πώς έχει προκύψει η λέξη Europeana?
Europeana is a word I came up with to describe a sound that has existed since probably the late 50s, early 60s. Europe has always looked towards America, has always looked for that Americana touch. It's always looked west. Since the Second World War, at least musically, Europe has always looked west. And you can hear so much of that in European music from the 60s. You can hear blues, rock and roll, then you can hear disco, you can hear R&B, you can hear soul, you can hear funk. And it's something that it really varies. I mean, it goes from Julio Iglesias to Gypsy King, to Daft Punk and Phoenix and Air and Clara Luciani and Monica, a Greek artist. And so it varies. Like, you know, Europeana, it's more of something you're reaching. It's not really an instrumentation. It's what you're inspired by. It's a lifestyle. And I think, this album is my way of celebrating that. It's a genre that's already existed for years, but nobody's ever given it a name. And I wanted to not only celebrate it, but give it a name. So this is Europeana.
Who's hey?
Και φτάνουμε στο Nile Rodgers και τη συνεργασία σας για το Who's Hurting Who, το πρώτο single του Europeana. Πώς προέκυψε αυτή η συνεργασία?
Who's Hurting Who is the first single on my new album Europeana. And Europeana is a word that I wanted to use to describe, you know, the sound, the aspirations more than the sound of European music in the last 60 years. And those aspirations have always been very much looking west, looking towards America. And a man who single-handedly changed music not only in America but literally over here in Europe was Nile Rodgers. He introduced a new sound to the world, but it really affected Europe. He moved to Europe, he lived in Italy, he played at La Bussola, he worked with artists like Patti Pravo that I've admired, and many other Italian artists, not to mention working with Daft Punk and the likes of Giorgio Moroder and David Bowie, all these European artists later on in life. So he was kind of the godfather of the sound where Europeana has kind of evolved to. So when I was making this record, I reached out to him and asked him if he would, do this song with me. And when he said yes, it was kind of like getting the blessing from the godfather of Europeana. I mean, he's the king of disco, but to me, he's always going to be the godfather of Europeana.
Το 2018 κυκλοφόρησε ένα ντουέτο σου με την Kylie Minogue με τίτλο Music's Too Sad Without You, που υπήρχε στο άλμπουμ της με τίτλο Golden. Τι θυμάσαι περισσότερο από αυτή τη συνεργασία?
Kylie Minogue is truly one of the most magnificent artists, people I've ever worked with and met. She's absolutely divine. There's a reason why you won't find a single person in the music industry who has a bad word to say about Miss Minogue. She's phenomenal. She's the real deal. It's incredible to see her up close in the studio working, and you realize how much experience and how much talent is there. Not that I ever doubted it before, but it's really quite overwhelming when you do see it firsthand. It was an honor to have her work with me and for me to work with her and to write this song together. And one of my favorite moments of my entire career was playing at La Fenice, this beautiful opera house in Venice, It was my wife's birthday. She was sitting in the royal box, and Kylie Minogue joined me on stage, and we sang our song, Music's Too Sad Without You, just with piano and guitar and two voices, and it was absolutely magnificent. So it was one of the proudest and most magnificent moments of my career working with Kylie Minogue.
'Cause we laughed and we danced and we never looked back. Nothing would get in our way. And you showed me the meaning of love and romance.
Είχα διαβάσει ότι η πρώτη συναυλία που πήγες ποτέ ήταν του Bob Dylan και κάποια χρόνια αργότερα σου στέλνουν στίχους του Bob Dylan για να τους μελοποιήσεις. Πώς ήταν αυτή η εμπειρία?
I was fortunate to get lyrics sent to me by Mr. Bob Dylan himself. They were lyrics that he wasn't using anymore. And it was through management. Unfortunately, it was nothing romantic like we met at a coffee shop in Morocco and Marrakesh drinking tea. We decided to write a song together. That didn't happen. It was more business. It was managers getting in touch, and it was Bob's managers that reached out to my manager, David Simone in America, and said, "Listen, would you be interested in seeing some of Bob's lyrics that he's not using?" They sent them over to me, and the minute I read it, it felt like he had been reading my mail. It was a poem he'd written called Touchy Situation. I mean, it wasn't a poem, it was a song, but Bob writes like a poet. He doesn't write necessarily like a songwriter. There's poetry to it, even in its structure. So it was really hard not to sing it that didn't sound like a Bob Dylan song that already had been written. So I had to get rid of the guitar and take to the piano, and that's when I was able to take his words and make it my song.
Έχεις δύο άλμπουμ στη σειρά που έφτασαν στο νούμερο 1 της Μεγάλης Βρετανίας. Αισθάνεσαι πίεση για ένα τρίτο νούμερο 1 ή απλά απολαμβάνεις αυτή τη στιγμή επιτυχίας?
Yeah, we've had two number one albums in the UK, which is quite surreal, especially with an album called Europeana. I thought that was quite poignant because, you know, there's been a lot of divisive talk about Europe for the last 5 years, not just in the UK, but all over Europe. That seems to be, you know, quite trendy to divide. You know, the good old Machiavellian divide and conquer feels pretty relevant. But I've always admired any sort of structures that unite, that try to unite. And Europeana is celebrating European music. This isn't a political statement. It's a true celebration. And so, but to have that celebrated in the UK and for giving me my second number one album was one of the most moving moments, especially after the years we've had in the last 2 years, you know, coming up with this whole concept for this album, reliving all of my nostalgic youth and childhood to try and find inspiration for this album, and then putting it on a record and putting it out and having it received like that was incredible. And it's why I love the UK so much, because they, whatever, however I try to sort of push my boundaries, they always come with us. It's a very brave audience in the UK, and I think that's why it has such an incredible music industry, because the public here is very brave when it comes to music.
What more can I?
Προσπαθείς να έχεις μια συνοχή ανάμεσα στα άλμπουμ σου, να έχουν συνοχή στον ήχο ή στο θέμα τους, ή θέλεις κάθε φορά να παίρνεις μια διαφορετική κατεύθυνση? Υπάρχει κάτι που συνδέει το Singing to Strangers και το Europeana?
I don't think I look for cohesion between albums. I think, you know, my albums represent me and my life. Unfortunately, I have a really bad imagination, so what you see is what you get. What you're hearing me sing about is usually what I am about. And so I think there's always going to be this link, so I don't deliberately go out of my way to do that. But I hope that you also see an evolution. I hope that every album doesn't sound the same.
Η μουσική βιομηχανία έχει περάσει από το φυσικό προϊόν στο streaming, και έτσι πολλοί μουσικοί προτιμούν να κυκλοφορούν μόνο singles. Εσύ όμως επιμένεις να κυκλοφορείς άλμπουμ. Είσαι απλά ρομαντικός ή θεωρείς ότι μόνο μέσα από ένα ολοκληρωμένο άλμπουμ μπορείς να πεις αυτό που θέλεις με τη μουσική σου?
The music industry is always shifting, you know, whether it be from LPs to cassettes, cassettes to CDs, CDs to mini-discs, mini-discs to MP3s, and, you know, streaming now as it is. So it's always an evolving world, and the art world should always be evolving. However, I got into this and fell in love with doing what I do because I do love making albums. I see them as a body of work. I mean, I love the song, but I love the song amongst other songs that create a real feeling. I love listening to an album. I think the shuffle button definitely changed the music industry more than streaming, and it created, you know, we listen to music differently. So I do want a story. I don't necessarily just want a consistent mood when I listen to music. I don't want every song to give me the same mood. I do love that an album takes you, I hate to use this cliche, but takes you on a journey. That it starts soft and gets hard and then soft and then hard, and it takes you up and it takes you down and it makes you happy and then it makes you sad. Then it makes you nostalgic. Then it makes you look happy towards the future, gives you hope. And I think an album, that's the experience I want when I listen to music. And now with playlists and things like that, you kind of just get this monothematic sound every time you listen to stuff, which is sometimes great, you know, if you have a headache and you just want to listen to something chill and you can just push the chill playlist, that's great. But in general, when I really am in the mood, I want music to throw me around.
Το Άντρα του τον Μπένε ήταν το πρώτο σου τραγούδι, η πρώτη σου κυκλοφορία στα ιταλικά. Σκέφτεσαι το ενδεχόμενο να κυκλοφορήσεις ένα ολόκληρο άλμπουμ στα ιταλικά?
Άντρα του τον Μπένε is my first ever Italian song, but I didn't really write it. I did the music for it, but it was written by my fans on Instagram during lockdown, and it was an incredible experience, and it helped us raise almost 40,000 euros for the Ospedale San Martino in Genova. So I'm super proud of this song, and I'm super proud of everybody that worked on it. And yeah, it was magnificent, and I hope to do much more in Italian as a future, in the future.
Questa notte buia, sento solo il mio cuore che batte, ascoltando il respiro che si perde nel cielo. Sta cambiando il mondo, a me non va di cambiarlo. La città sembra vuota, ma è piena d'amore. Andrà tutto bene, non sentiamoci divisi, c'è ancora tempo per amare. Andrà tutto bene, siamo distanti ma uniti dal desiderio di tornare.
Έχουν περάσει 14 χρόνια από την κυκλοφορία του πρώτου σου άλμπουμ που είχε τίτλο Between the Minds. Προσεγγίζεις τη μουσική με τον ίδιο τρόπο ή όλα πια είναι εντελώς διαφορετικά?
It's been 14 years since I released my first studio album. Yeah, thanks for reminding me of that. It's been a lifetime. So I think I've changed my approach to life more than my approach to songwriting. So my approach to life has changed and therefore my songwriting has changed. Where I'm sitting now is very different to where I was sitting 14 years ago when I was writing my first album. Whether you hear that in the songs or not, I don't know. I think you do. I listen to my old records. Well, I don't listen to them, but sometimes I hear them and I can't help but listen to them. And I definitely hear more an innocence, a naiveness. I definitely hear a bit more frustration than I have now. I feel like I celebrate life more now. Back then, I think I was fighting life more. But who knows? I hope my music always changes, reflecting on how I'm changing as a man.
Έχουμε ακούσει τραγούδια σου σε πολλές τηλεοπτικές σειρές, ανάμεσά τους Grey's Anatomy, Vampire Diaries, Sons of Anarchy, The Royals. Είναι κάτι που διασκεδάζεις, κάτι που σου αρέσει, ή απλά το βλέπεις ως ένα απαραίτητο εργαλείο marketing?
I love the relationship between cinema, TV, and music. I love the dynamic between visual and audio, which is funny because I really struggle making music videos. I'm not naturally gifted in the music video department. I don't always feel comfortable, but I love putting music to something else visual. So I love seeing my songs on TV shows, I've seen them on films, and I love even writing deliberately for them. I find that a wonderful collaboration.
Η ερώτηση που κάνουμε σε όλους τους Artist of the Month: θυμάσαι το πρώτο συνέστημα του να ακούς για πρώτη φορά τραγούδι σου στο ραδιόφωνο?
I do remember hearing my song for the first time on radio. It was on Radio 2 in the UK. It was a guy called Johnny Walker. Yeah, it was incredible. I'll never forget it. I was at my mother's house in the garden, and we kind of just couldn't believe that it was actually happening.
Candlelight is how I like to see you say my name. Not the same. So come and kiss me before the sun goes down.
Υπάρχει κάποιο είδος μουσικής που σου αρέσει, αλλά δεν φαντάζεσαι ποτέ να παίζεις? Δηλαδή, έχεις κάποια guilty pleasures?
Well, I can safely say I think my guilty pleasure my whole life has been Europeana, has been the music that I'm now celebrating. I think, you know, growing up, I was very much into rock, blues, folk music, and I kind of walked away from a lot of European music, whether it be traditional European music, Mediterranean European music, or disco or funk or soul. I kind of never really embraced it, but with age I've started to acknowledge that it's absolutely incredible. So funnily enough, I would say my guilty pleasure has always been Europeana. And now it's my album.
Είσαι ένας από τους καλλιτέχνες που αγαπάμε πολύ εδώ στην Ελλάδα. Σίγουρα μας έχεις επισκεφτεί για δουλειά, αλλά έχεις επισκεφτεί ποτέ την Ελλάδα για διακοπές? Τι σου έχει κάνει μεγαλύτερη εντύπωση εδώ?
The way that we've been received in Greece has been one of the highlights of my career. I will never forget. I backpacked through the islands when I was a kid. I'd been to Athens before, but I'll never forget coming to Athens 2 years ago and the taxi driver telling me. We all of the band got in the car, and he said, "Which one of you is Jack Savaretti?" And I said, "I am." And he said to me, "You're really big in Greece." And that was incredible, because we've had a good career up until now, but we've really had to work it. We've really had to tour. You know, I've done really well in the UK, but I've been on the road in the UK for 15 years. We've done okay in Italy, but I've been on the road there for 10 years, and we've done okay in Germany and various places in Europe, usually because I've been there, I've been traveling. But Greece, I'd never been to when it comes to music. So to see the music travel and to connect with people without you being there, it's really quite amazing. To come back now and play this show in Athens, I just hope it's the first of many, many more to come.
Υπάρχει κάποιος Έλληνας καλλιτέχνης που γνωρίζεις και θα ήθελες να συνεργαστείτε?
Well, I've already said it before. I'm a huge fan of Monica. I think her song Secret in the Dark is one of the coolest things I've heard, and it's a truly, that is what Europeana is. When people ask me what Europeana is, she's one of those artists that I talk about, and that is definitely the sound of Europeana down at its best. And I would absolutely love to work with Monica. So Monica, if you're listening, yeah, come to the show. It'd be great to see you. It'd be great to meet you.
Αυτή ήταν λοιπόν η κουβέντα μας με τον Τζακ Σαβορέτη και ελπίζω την επόμενη φορά να τα πούμε και με ένα τέλειο 525 live sessions. Ευχαριστούμε πολύ, Τζακ.
Thanks.